You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Are the Houston Astros the best team in the American League right now? I can't believe I'm saying that, but that is what I'm here to talk about. I am Allison Footer with Richard Justice, our special guest, subbing for the vacationing Brian McTaggart, so we're thrilled for him that he's not here working. Okay, so Richard, let's talk about where the Astros are right now. We have a few days till the All-Star break, and it looks like everything is working just fine for them. Would you say that?
I spend a lot of time looking at that. Like, who's better in the American League than the Rangers?
Astros.
I mean, than the Astros. The Rangers are taking on water. They've got three starting pitchers on the disabled list. Seattle's got some issues. You look at the American League East, Baltimore's pitching's a mess. Boston is looking for both bullpen and starting pitching help. The other teams, I mean, Toronto potentially could be good. Cleveland's good. Cleveland's starting pitching's good. I don't know if their lineup's as good as Houston's, but the rest of the league knows. So today, as we sit here, and seasons go, seasons evolve, they go in waves. The Astros have some players that are feast or famine. Valbuena can carry a team for a month, and he can really struggle for a month. Rasmus has done that in the past. But as we sit here today, there's not a better team than the Astros. Would you like another starting pitcher? You would like another starting pitcher. Would you like, you know, more consistency from left field? Yes, you would. But we're in a season where 20 teams, 22 teams still think they can go to the postseason. They all see themselves as a three to five game win streak away from holding control in their own destiny. So right now, the Astros could not be feeling better about where they are, especially when you think about where they came from. And let me just say this about that as I'm rattling on. They were 7-17 and 17-28. I have covered many teams that they would have quit. And I think part of it is the manager, A.J. Hinch, sets a good tone every day. I think the coaching staff is very good. And I think when you have young guys like Springer and Altuve and Correa, every day is a new day. They still like being here. They haven't been beaten down by the game. They haven't gotten cynical. They're not pissed off about their money or anything else. They like playing baseball. And, you know, you and I have been doing this a while. This is as entertaining a team to watch as any of I've seen. If you don't want to spend your money to see Springer and Altuve and Correa play, then you just don't like baseball.
Yeah, when you say those three guys, it would be absolutely ridiculous for them to have let any kind of losing early affect them. If you know not only the way they play, but just their personality. So you've got Correa, who's as cool as a cat, and Altuve is constantly having fun, and Springer, I mean, he's like a little kid out there, and he just can't wait. So these guys can't wait to play baseball. Even when they lose, it's really not a big deal, right?
There was a moment last season where A.J. Hinch went out to argue with an umpire about some issue that seemed irrelevant. But on the first day of spring training, he told him, everything matters. Everything matters. The base you throw to, what base you take, the pitch you make, meaning think about everything you do, because at the end of the season, everything stacks up. And it was good because when they went into a tailspin in August and September, he told them, I've told you guys from the beginning, it's 6 months, and you have to keep playing. And the players were impressed that night. He went out to the umpire, and they came back and says, really, you do believe everything matters. And I think that when you set a tone like that, like, yesterday doesn't matter, tomorrow doesn't matter, just show up and play today. And I again think it's a lot of it is the enthusiasm of youth, and also having a guy like Altuve who feels every day, maybe this is his background, being told no, having to overcome doubts and all that, or whatever. Could be just who he is. Like, the guy considers it a privilege to put on the uniform and play every day. You know, we've talked to A.J. Hinch many times, like, you got to give him a day off. Yeah, well, you go tell him he's going to get a day off because he doesn't like it.
And that day that they wanted to give him off, he had like four hits, and he basically won the game for the Astros. So no more days off for Jose Altuve is the moral of that story. Okay, so now we're going to pretend that the Astros need to improve. And eventually this season we will be talking about them needing to improve. So Alex Bregman was promoted from AA to AAA. He is a shortstop being someday converted to a third baseman. And all he does is hit. So he's had absolutely no issues whatsoever since making the transition to AAA, and everyone wants him here. Now, the question is, do you bring him up when you don't really need him, when the team is doing well as it is now? Or do you wait until the team loses 6 or 7 in a row, and then they want to shake things up, and then you put all this pressure on the kid? And is that the healthiest environment? Because he will have struggles offensively when he first comes up. They all do. What's the answer?
Well, Jeff Luhnow is not a patient person, but he's been amazingly patient in this thing. Like, there was a month ago, you and I were probably asking him, are you going to release Luis Valbuena? Are you going to release Carlos Gomez? And I remember he said about Valbuena, okay, he's struggling now, but his track record says he's the kind of guy that can carry us for a month. And I think what he's done, what Jeff Luhnow's done with the young guys, is there seems to be a process. Tyler White got the first crack at it. Colin Moran got a crack at it. A.J. Reed's getting a crack at it now. And he also's pretty fanatical about wanting guys to play at every level. I wonder when Alex Bregman is going to play a position other than short. He's played a few games at third at AA, but nothing to get comfortable. And I think the way the Astros look at it, and that's the way other organizations do. A lot of teams like to draft 10 shortstops, because if you can play shortstop to college or in high school, there's a good chance you can play other positions. So I think the way they look at it is, we're going to see where our need is. If our need is in left field, Alex Bregman may end up there. If our need is at third base, Valbuena could play first. A.J. Reed may get hot, anything like that. So I think it's just, you're going to just leave the options open. But will Alex Bregman contribute to the Astros at some point this year? No question. And I know all the fans are fanatic about it. We got to do this. We got to get the guy up here right now and all that. But it's not broken, so don't run it out and fix it yet. Valbuena, Rasmus, all these guys that, you know, you would be impacting their playing time. They contributed to a playoff team last year.
So let's look ahead at the starting rotation moving forward. And I think that, you know, we're in agreement that they could use a little help there. But just because, you know, you don't know if Lance McCullers is going to need to be, if they're going to need to scale back on him a little bit, or what's going to happen there. Okay, so Michael Feliz is like this huge asset, and it's unlikely that he would be really put in the rotation this year, right? But we could look towards spring training next year and think, here's probably a legitimate starting candidate.
Yeah, you and Mr. Hinch had a good conversation about that, and the point AJ was making, how valuable is he right now in this role?
Right.
He can take the ball for an inning today or three innings today, and he makes hitters uncomfortable. He's a high-end, high-quality stuff pitcher. So I would think that he is so valuable in this role. And also, when you look at the rotation right now, okay, who would you take out? My opinion is McHugh and Keuchel are such smart guys, they'll figure it out, that they will get going. And in fact, I think McHugh has three straight quality starts. He can make the case he has figured it out. Fister's been very good. Fires has been, came here, he has been exactly what he came here purported to be, a quality starting pitcher. So are they going to go out and try to get a starting pitcher? I would imagine they would. But you got to be careful, you know, about how many prospects can you trade? They have a lot of prospects. If it meant going to the World Series, they would trade every guy in the farm system without hesitation. But I don't know. There's going to be a bidding war for Drew Pomeranz, for Jake Odorizzi. I don't know, even Sonny Gray's healthy or not. But
are those guys worth it?
Odorizzi, yeah, they're quality starting pitchers. You know, I remember, like, last year when the Astros got Carlos Gomez. That's who we focused on. But Luhnow from the beginning said, wait a minute, Mike Fiers is going to make a contribution here. And he threw a no-hitter, like, second week here or something like that. Hmm. So, yeah. And, you know, it could be, I could see them not doing anything. But I do think he's going to be shopping for everything. The one thing we know about Jeff Luhnow, and we've seen it time again in the past, he's going to be pretty thorough about his preparation.
Okay, so I think we have decided that the Astros are going to win the division, the division series, go to the World Series and win it, right?
Well, the Rangers have had 10 games to play with. Now, that's down to 7.5 as we speak today. But their starting pitching's in a mess. And one of the guys they called up, Chichi Gonzalez, has not been very good. Nick Martinez has not been very good. And they have no idea what they're going to get out of Yu Darvish the rest of the way. Colby Lewis, they're not going to get anything out of. And Derek Holland, who knows?
So. But I kind of look at it differently. Like, in the last 2 weeks, they were without all three of those guys, and they went, like, .500. I mean, even, you know, they lost several games in a row, but it was still, like, pretty much a .500 record over 2 weeks without them, and now they're getting two of them back.
Yes, but the bullpen's going to be gassed.
Yes, they already are.
And I understand that, because if you're Jeff Banister and you got a chance to win the game, you can't worry about as you'd want to. You want to understand the second half when you play the first half. But you got a chance to win tonight. You're going to win tonight. You know, every manager I've ever covered said, to hell with that. I want to win tonight. I'll worry about tomorrow. So it does, you know, we've seen it in Baltimore the last couple of years. Those guys look tired down the stretch. Well, what's Buck Showalter going to do? Give Adam Jones a weekend off, let him go to the shore? I mean, you play your best guys, and sometimes, you know, and sometimes it's not perfect.
Okay, Richie, this was a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.